All right. Hey, welcome everybody officially to the weekly SLG conference call that we do on Fridays at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. I know that's pretty early for some of you in different time zones, so congrats for taking the time to get on the call here live, or if you're listening to it recorded. We do record these calls. You can listen to them over the next week on the replay line, and then we do archive some of them on slgteam.com. And I encourage you to go back and listen and find certain calls that it may not be me or David speaking, but someone else, but that maybe you connect with, that you can go back and listen to over and over. So you'll find those archived on SLG Team. So, but congrats for plugging in. It's a very important part, I think, of our business, because telesales, it's going to be so easy to drift away. And so obviously we have our online community, but these calls are definitely important. So just keep it in your calendar to get on them each week. I want to start the call by giving the Rising Star Award to our good friend Mr. Dan Millard. I want to highlight him for just a second, and really give him the Rising Star Award. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's when you first get started in the business, you can get off to a start, and then you can kind of hit that lull, and you know, you begin to get to a point where you experience a breakthrough, and all these things you go through in the first year of business. And Dan, I know you're on the call, man. I want to embarrass you a little bit, but I really want to give you a shout out as the Rising Star Award for several reasons, but one, because you did have another hat trick, three sales yesterday, and that's certainly worth celebrating. All of you know, whenever you do something once, it tends it helps you. Once you do something once, you always know you can do it again. And he's done that now several times. But the thing about closing three apps in a day is, once you know you can do that, it really changes everything, because even when you have bad days, which inevitably you're going to have days where you're off. I'm sure David will touch on that. You know, you're going to have days where you're off, but when you know you have the ability to write multiple apps in a day, you know you can recover, and so you never have terrible weeks. And so it's a big deal. I'm not really just highlighting Dan as the Rising Star Award for closing three, but I did want to mention that. But the reason is because Dan, and we're going to have Dan on the call when we can make him do it. We're going to get him on this call to share. But, you know, the reason is because Dan will tell you when he shares his story, you know, it wasn't like he got off to some rocket fast start or that it was free of challenges. He'll tell you totally the opposite, as all of you will, because you know the challenges that you deal with when you're first getting going, and the ups and downs, and you know, and it took him a while to really get a handle on the CRM and work it properly, like it does for all of us. No matter how much you go through training, a lot of it is just getting comfortable and trusting the system. So, you know, he was all out of whack for a while, but he stayed with it. You know, he went back and listened, talking about archive calls, went back and listened to the call over and over and over that talked about how to use the CRM properly and different advanced tips. And so as he was working, he was picking up little things to get a little bit better. And so instead of just quitting, he kept working to get better. He took ownership. And so what happened is allowed him to become more efficient. And the biggest thing is, Dan, I don't know if there's anybody that's out-dialed Dan, like been willing to dial as much as Dan. I mean, I know just consistently. I mean, dialing on Saturday if he needs to, dialing in the evenings, like he wasn't going to not get sales for lack of dialing. And so, and then he started to realize how scaling can produce more sales. So I just see Dan kind of starting to break through, and I want to give him the Rising Star Award and embarrass him a little bit, needs a little bit of credit. And I want to make sure that we're doing that on these calls. And so, hey man, just keep on charging, doing what you're doing, as a lot of you are. I just wanted to highlight Dan a little bit this morning at the beginning of the call. So keep it up, as so many of you are. You know, we all want to encourage each other, because we're running this, you know, we're running this race together, all working to get a little bit better, and we can all motivate each other as we experience breakthroughs. So keep crushing it, Dan. And just so you know, guys, I mean, that the real breakout begins to happen when you get really approaching your second year, not even to your second year, but getting through that first 6 months. You know, I was talking with David. I call it the Rocky Balboa Award, man. You stay with this business for a year, and that's when the great things happen. I mean, that it just is. And so you got to stay with it, and you'll start to experience that breakthrough. So way to go, Dan. What we're going to talk about on today's call, and I'll be quick and get it over to David and kind of announce something at the end. We want to talk a little bit about the 1% difference. I know we talk about this a lot in Slack about getting 1% better, but you know, the top 1% in anything that you do are the ones that make all the money. So, or make the majority, not all the money, that make the majority of money, right? The top 1% real estate agent makes more than, right, so many more. Same thing in life insurance, same thing in telesales. The top 1%, right, makes significantly more money. And here's the thing, and this is what and it's okay, not everybody wants to be the top 1%. If you're on this call and you're just looking to supplement your income, or you're ready to get yourself out of debt, or, you know, whatever, everybody's got different goals and dreams. So I always want to preface to say, whatever your goal is and where you want to get to long term, that's the important thing, and we want to celebrate it, even if that's just you're content in your life situation making two or three sales a day. But the message I want to communicate, and David wants to communicate, is that really, no matter what you have done, if you want to be in the top 1%, you can. That, because it doesn't matter. I'm a big believer. It doesn't matter. Your past can often be a good predictor of the future, but it does not have to be. Because the reality is, we have the ability, the God-given ability, to change, to make adjustments, and to grow. And that's what the 1% difference really is about, is the fact that, you know, it doesn't matter. Maybe you've had a lot of failures. Maybe you've never been in the 1% in it, but that doesn't mean that you can't, because the 1%, the people in the 1% are the ones that are, like David always says, are focused to get 1% better. The way you eventually get into the 1% is by constantly getting 1% better, not 5% better, not 10% better. We all want to have those magic jumps, but the truth is, it's the little bits that you do. And that's what Dan's been doing since he started. It almost wasn't noticeable, but eventually you start to get a little bit of a breakout. And it's through small incremental adjustments getting 1% better. And so, you know, I believe everybody on this call can be in the 1% club, right? But regardless, if we all work to get 1% better, at least you separate from the majority, right? Everybody on this call is going to be in the top 10% of life, because you're taking the time to improve and get better. And so the 1%ers, the mentality is really one of taking ownership and responsibility. If you ever hear Jocko or read Jocko Willick's book, you know, Extreme Ownership, it's taking 100% ownership. Yes, we deal with, you know, crappy leads and crappy batches and all of that stuff that we like to talk about in our business. But the reality is, it's taking ownership for our results and taking responsibility. You know, and the 1%, again, it's focused on small incremental improvements. That's the way we're going to get better. We as an organization, like, we want to be the best of the best of the best, and we're going to be, but we're going to do it by continually getting a little bit better. What can we do to just get a little bit better, you know, as an organization? You know, 1%, you know, it's the thing about the 1%ers, I know David will touch on this, is it's not really that they're ever doing anything that drastic. It's that they never let their intensity fall too low. When you look at a top producer, they're going to have off times. They're going to have bad times, but it's how long they allow that crap to affect them. Because what happens to people oftentimes is, when they have a bad day, it turns into a bad week or a bad 2 weeks or a bad month. And you see this up and down of drastic changes. You see us, if you were to put it on a graph, you see that to a degree with the top 1%, but they never fall below that eight of intensity. They never let it fall all the way back, because personal momentum is hard to build. And so that's part of the 1% mentality is saying, hey, you know, it's not that we're going to have off times, not that we're not going to have low times, but it's how long we're going to stay down and how low we're going to let ourselves get, right? It's how quickly can we rebound? You know, David will comment on it. He'll be the first to tell you, yesterday, tough day for him. But you know the thing about David, because he's constantly working on this 1% mentality, as I know so many of you are, is that he will recover quickly, right? Because he won't allow a bad day to become a bad week. And so, you know, the 1% is part of it is how do we take the obstacles, how do we take the challenges and find the hidden opportunities in them? Because they are. There are always opportunities with every challenge. And the last thing, I'm going to flip it over to Dave, and I'll come back at the end. You know, the last thing on the 1% is that the 1%ers really have staying power. And that's what I see in Dan, and why I wanted to – is just that staying power. I had a guy, a mentor that kind of learned from to a degree, and he said something one time that he said, it's not really those who can dream the biggest. It's those who can dream the longest, you know, because – like we talked a little bit last week, you know, it's what, you know, what are you driving for? You want to create this lifestyle business. You want to win. You have this picture out in front of you, and it's good. I mean, the bigger you can make that picture, the more compelling it can be to drive towards it. But the 1%ers are the ones that can't just dream big, but they can dream for the longest. They have staying power, and they can stay in the game. And that's how you get to the 1%. You stay in the game with small incremental improvements, right? And so that's just what we want to talk about is how, you know, every single one of you on this call, I don't care what you've done in your past, you can be in the, you can be the next superstar, right? You can be the next breakout guy or lady. You can be that person if you want to be. But the most important thing is that we're striving to get a little bit better, that you can win at this. If you've gotten to where you can write an app, learn how to write another one. If you've gotten to where you can write two apps a week, learn how to write three. If you've gotten to the point you can write five, man, learn how to write seven. But that's how you get to 25 a week. That's how you become $1 million a year producer, right? If you want to be, and that sounds intimidating when you're trying to figure out how to write just your first app. But then once you write your first app, it's not so intimidating to say, could I write my second? Once you figure out how to get four a week, it's not so intimidating to learn how to get to five a week, right? Once you get to one a day, getting to one and a half a day is not that intimidating. Getting to two a day is not that intimidating. And that's how you gradually get up. How do you get to five a day? Right? By learning how to get to three or four. That's the 1% difference. And David, I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'll come back at the very end. But I'm going to turn the call over to you to share your thoughts. And you are now unmuted. Take it away.
Rich, you nailed it as you always do. And I'm going to piggyback off of what you said because you're so right. The 1% is mentality, first and foremost. You know, there's a lot of 1%ers that the only thing holding them back between getting into the 1% is just time. They have the mindset to be there. They've already decided that they're going to do it. They just need the time to catch up to their activity. And it's the same thing with this. You know, in this business, it comes with growth. You know, there's days where you speak to people and it's app after app after app. And then there's days like I had yesterday where I dialed well over 300 times and I didn't even sniff an application. Not even close. And those types of experiences, at least it's been my experience, they're tough. I mean, they're tough on me. They're tough on especially people who don't or have not been in the business before. It can take you one of two directions. It can pull you down, and you can focus on the downside and the negative parts of it, and it'll prevent you from, you know, improving. Or you can look at all the positive. I mean, John said it in Slack the other day, production always follows activity, always. And we know this because we've done it enough times to know, hey, I know I'm going to have a good day today because it always happens. Now, if I don't, the numbers are still going to average out. My total focus is on the activity. And so it goes back to the mindset of, you know what, if I follow through and I hit my target, if I have an aim and I move towards it, then I'm not going to allow, you know, a tough day to slow me down. Sure, I may have to take a detour. It's like going on a long road trip. If you go on a 5-plus-hour road trip and you have no traffic and you catch all the green lights and you don't, and your Waze doesn't automatically update you to a reroute, well, you hit the exception more times than not, because normally on a road trip there's going to be deviations. But as long as you're focused on the destination, you'll get there. But it's about learning through the journey, and that's been the thing that's really allowed me to grow the most over the last several years, is, you know, focusing on the journey. Now, like in anything, anything at all that you do, the growth part at the beginning is the most critical part. That first 12 months, 6 to 12 months, is so critical because most people fall off. And the ones who make it aren't because they're more talented, aren't because they're more skilled. It's simply they decided not to, like Dan's been doing, like Spencer's been doing. It's simply the focus of, hey, I'm going to make this work. If someone else is doing it, I know I can do it too. Rich and I, and a lot of people on this call, I'm sure, are big advocates of reading. And, you know, I really am a big fan of studying people that have been successful, biographies, or just straight-up business books. However, one of the – I was talking with Rich yesterday, and when I was talking about – I'm reading a book by Marcus Aurelius, and it's just a journal. It's just his thoughts. He had no intention of people reading, and it's really interesting because so many of the things that he says centuries and centuries ago are the exact success principles today. I mean, I highlighted a paragraph today when I was reading, and it mainly said, you know, in order to move forward in life, have an aim, have a target, and go towards it with action and urgency. You know, that's so true. Now, I paraphrase that, but even back then as an emperor, he understood the importance of, A, I gotta have a goal. I need to have a vision. And once I have it, I'm going to take action to get there. I don't need to have it all figured out, but I'm going to put a timeline on my goal, a sense of urgency that pulls me that direction. Because if you don't, then history tells us you'll just drift. You know, you may try this for a week or two or 30 days. How many people or how many times have you experienced, hey, January 1, I'm working out. First week, people drop off. Second week, people drop off. Third week, people drop off, right? By February, you know, pretty much everybody's fallen off. Why? Because they didn't commit to the chief aim. It was, they're just drifting. Oh, I'm going to do it. But you know what? They got sore, and that was difficult, so they stopped. Same thing with this business. It'd be easy to throw in the towel after a tough day. And I've had a lot of different things happen regarding distractions. And not saying that I'm handling them the best way possible, but I've learned that, hey, you know what? What a great opportunity for me to implement when I'm reading right now. I got a distraction. I had a tough day. Perfect. How am I going to adapt and grow? How am I going to learn from it? You know, Tiger Woods, no matter how old he gets, will still be a person to be afraid of at Augusta National, the Masters, because the man knows how to play the golf tournament, because every single time he plays it, he learns something. And if you listen to people at the top, anything, any sport, any industry, acting, sports, business, you'll hear so many consistencies in two areas. One, their story, the beginning. It's what made them, right? Two, the way they overcome failure and setbacks. They all say it in different ways, but they all have that story. And then three, the satisfaction of doing it. And then the ones who do it multiple times, win multiple championships, it's not a fluke. It's because they have a system. They know how to win. And in this business, you can know how to succeed. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but it doesn't mean it's going to be hard. All it requires is total focus and commitment. Everyone has a different goal, but it's important to make one, right? Whether it's one app a day, two or five, whatever the number may be. Have something to work towards. Create the target and aim, and then act. And then all you need to do is stay consistent. Okay? You know, it was not very long ago my goal was one app a day. And now I talked to Rich about, hey, now I'm learning to control my emotions when I'm let down, when I only wrote four in a day. Right? So, and it's funny. I'm no different in terms of how I get frustrated with myself presently as I did when I didn't make an app I didn't make my two apps that week. I remember having an app, two app a week goal. It's learning to control and learn from that, right? I always go back, well, did I hit my activity? Did I focus and did I make it work? Or did I not? For example, I had a day, I don't even remember, in the last, I'll call it month, where I got distracted. Life got in the way. And I allowed my focus and my energy to stay on the distraction. I didn't hit my numbers that day. But the first thing I looked at the next morning, when I hit reset, what can I take from yesterday? I went straight to the activity. And my numbers were half in terms of my dials and my quotes. And you know what? My production was also half. It was, for me, I was like, boom, there it was. What did I do wrong yesterday? Or what can I learn from yesterday? It was, oh, distractions happen. Handle it and move forward, right? Don't let it drag out. I got an argument with my wife, right? I was just being a jerk. I was one day, you know what? Instead of letting it linger out, and I'm just going to go eat crow because I was wrong. I was wrong. I was just being rude one day. Handled it. Jumped back in, made three more sales because it wasn't in the back of my mind, right? Life will happen. It's learning about working with life and making it work with you. We're all working from home for the most part. Distractions no doubt will happen, right? And so then you can do this business, get to the point of having enough cash flow to build your own office in your own yard, whatever you want to do. Like Rich has got a great office. So, but it also comes distractions. The point of the matter is it's the 1%, and it starts with the mindset. For me, and I know for Rich and a lot of people, you know, it's simply the trigger of, you know, I even started reading specific books. I jumped right back into, you know, I reread The Magic of Thinking Big. I reread, you know, The Positive Mental Attitude because I wanted to trigger myself. Hey, I want to refresh my brain, refresh my memory of the positive activity, not just execution. Because sometimes for me, I just need that, oh, yeah, you know, I need to get back with saying my affirmations. Have I flipped up a little bit there? I want to repeat the things that work. Tweak the things that are doing well and eliminate anything that's not adding positive results in my life, not just business, but you want to get rid of the things. Do I really need to watch? You know, can I make one more dial? I've committed to that one more dial. I've been a big advocate of it, but over the last couple of months because of Christmas, I wasn't consistent with it. I committed to it again about a month and a half ago, and this week I think I've gotten 3 sales after 7:30. And it's simply because of one thing. I said, my one more rep, I'm just going to go down and call my follow-up queue. I'm going to dial everybody one more time because I've already spoken to them. It's simply asking them, do I get them? And then they'll apply. And it works. And imagine the compound effect that has over a year. You know, that could be a difference of $20,000 to $40,000 just for 10 minutes of your time every other day. Whatever it may be, it's finding the little things that make you 1% better. And Rich, I know I jumped around, but I felt like that kind of complimented on what you said. It's just the focus. You know, Marcus Aurelius, centuries ago, generations ago, knew the one thing that's so important, and it's taking action. Create a goal and move forward. Create urgency, and then don't allow outside noise to get in your way. He even stated, you know, don't be like children and listen to your parents and believe what everyone says. Think for yourself. So, look, if this thing's working, which it is, focus and have faith in the process and then just commit the time because, it, you know, a month from now, 2 months from now, 12 months from now, you'll look back and you're really reaping what you sowed. And you also have a very predictable pattern and a system to grow from it. It's laying the one brick. It's building the foundation, and then all it takes is commitment and consistency. That's the 1% difference. So, Rich, with that, I'll turn it back over to you.
Absolutely. Hey, great stuff, David. And really, I mean, awesome. And really, the 1%, getting in the 1% is about getting 1% better. And how do you do that? I want to kind of cover one thing real quick because if you're on the call, you're like, well, yeah, but I'm having trouble getting past, you know, smoke screens or I'm having trouble getting past. Well, then go to SLG team, go to archive calls, listen to the calls in the morning, listen to the call on smoke screens. If you're getting declined and you're not good at flipping to another carrier, listen to flipping to a different carrier, right? If you're wondering, you know, gosh, can I do this part-time? Well, go listen to John Mantooth, you know, writing $150,000 of production as a side business, doing this as a side business, right? Go listen to that call to encourage you. If you're in a slump and you're feeling like you're in a slump, then go on in the morning, listen to Breaking Out of a Slump. I'm trying to point this out because we haven't done a good job of this. Like, if you're wondering, hey, can this really work? Go listen to Mark Capper doing $19,000 in production, and man, spends half his time on the ski slopes, as he shared in the Slack, which I love because we're a lifestyle business. Mark is a true professional and a top producer. If you're wondering, God, can you write 40 apps a month? Go listen to Greg Roberts, and man, that call. Go listen to his call a lot. You get a lot of tips from it. But you know, if you're struggling with objections, then 1% better mentality is go listen to the call over and over and over about objections. You don't have to, you're not going to master it one time. Take a little nugget, like David always says, and apply one nugget a day. That's the 1% difference. You know, if you want to know, hey, what can a new agent come out the gates with some success? Man, go listen to the call archived. It's on SLG Team. With Spencer Holmes, the first week, his first day, because we had him come on a call just to share, you know, kind of a what can happen early coming out the gates, and what an incredible first week he had. Go listen to that because it gives you belief, right? This business is between your ears. 1% better, it's about getting between your ears. So here's what I want to do to wrap the call. One thing that we've kind of been toying around with, and something that we really want to do, because we are committed as a community of improvement, right? You can decide how much you want to improve. If you don't like that, that's fine. But man, we want to grow together. We want to get better together, right? Because if we get better, we're going to write more business. We're going to make more money. And so one thing that obviously we talk about reading a lot and we share that, but I think we can do a better job of, as a community, sharing, maybe encouraging each other, reading some of the same things. And so one thing we want to do, and this is totally optional, but we want to kick off the 1% club. Okay. And I were coming up with a name, and David mentioned 1% at first, but I was like, you know what, that's really what it's all about. And so what we're going to do, we might make a separate channel. You can enter into it. You know, we share our successes in Slack. We have our underwriting channel for questions. We have sales tips. We have random channels for sharing fun stuff. I mean, but we might create a 1% club channel, and what we're going to do is kick off a more or less a book of the month that we're going to commit to, that we're going to be reading and kind of talk about, maybe share things in there. And I would encourage all of you, if you don't kind of have that habit, and they'll be simple books, nothing, you know, but books that can really make a difference. Because Dave and I, the thing that's made us, and I'm not saying I'll say this, if we're not 1%ers, we will be 1%ers, because we're going to keep getting 1% better. We're committed to improvement, right? We will be better next year than we are this year. We'll be better next month than we are this month, because we want to keep working on ourselves and in a lot of different ways. But one thing, but what we'll do is, so we're always reading, and we start our day reading, because if you want to really get results in this business, you start your day reading some things, listening to some things like other calls, getting your mind right, you know, before you start dialing, has such an effect. You can read a script and you can have the best scripting, but if your mindset is not right when you're dialing, man, it has such an effect. Such an effect. So getting your mind right is important. And so before every single day. And so we're going to kick off the 1% club. We'll be announcing the book. You can go on Amazon and get it if you want to participate. And what we want to do is hopefully share. Hey, if you're reading, share something you learned. Let's encourage each other and kind of have just a simple thing that we're all doing together. So be looking out for that in Slack, the 1% club. We'll start that channel, and I hope it can make a difference for all of you. So fired up, guys. Let's go crush. I mean, so much momentum right now, March Madness. Let's just have the biggest Friday in history. All set some personal records and in this week strong. So have a great day, everybody. We'll see you in Slack.